The views and opinions expressed by guests on this program are not necessarily the views of Thinking Bigger Business Media, Inc. or its employees. Welcome to Smart Companies Thinking Bigger Radio. Get the inside scoop on how America's most successful business owners transformed their entrepreneurial vision into reality. And listen in as some of the top business minds in the country serve up practical advice, tips, and insights for growing your business. Now, here's your host, Kelly Scanlon.
Good morning. Welcome to Smart Companies Radio. I'm Kelly Scanlon, publisher of Thinking Bigger Business Media. How many of you listeners out there, small businesses, struggle with your marketing efforts? It seems like we have more tools than ever at our disposal to get the word out about ourselves, but it's more confusing than it ever was. Well, today we are fortunate to have a premier marketing expert as our guest today. I'm sure many of you have heard of John Jantz and his duct tape marketing system. John's been called the world's most practical small business expert. And why? Because he can consistently deliver real-world, proven small business marketing ideas and strategies. He's a marketing consultant, an award-winning social media publisher, and a best-selling author of Duct Tape Marketing and The Referral Engine. He is the creator of the Duct Tape Marketing System and the Duct Tape Marketing Consulting Network that trains and licenses small business marketing consultants around the world. His blog was chosen as a Forbes favorite for marketing and small business, and he's the featured marketing contributor to American Express Open Forum. He's a popular presenter of workshops and webinars for organizations such as American Express, Intuit, Verizon, HP, and Citrix. And his practical take on small business is often cited as a resource in publications such as the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and CNN Money. And that's just a little bit about John. John, welcome to the show today.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And you know, you need to tell people that I got my start at the Kansas City Small Business Monthly. The publication, of course, that you founded or that you fostered, and that's where it all began for me.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, John. And for those of you who are trying to put two and two together, as you said, we fostered this over about 17 years now, and it's now called Thinking Bigger Business, and it's much more than just the publication. But John was a regular columnist for us, and he was writing columns. You were writing columns before you came up with the duct tape marketing system, and it actually debuted in our column whenever you came up with that. So
that is true.
Yeah,
many moons ago. Yeah.
Yes, and we're going to be working together again, though. You have an event coming up on May the 23rd, a webcast. It's part of the National Small Business Week. It's going to help people like our listeners. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think this is about the fifth year now that I've really tried to do something for Small Business Week, where our readers are all over the world, but certainly have a tremendous amount of readers in the United States that are small business owners, and it's our passion, helping small business. And so that week kind of celebrates all the things that we are and we do. I mean, I am one of us, right? So I get to kind of help celebrate that week. And so what I'm doing is you mentioned it in the intro there that I have this consultant network, and we have consultants all over the United States that we are going to do kind of a joint virtual in-person event. So I'm going to do a live webcast. I'll be in a studio in Kansas City, Missouri, doing about an hour presentation, talking really about the important ways for typical local small businesses to use online tools to drive people offline or to drive them into their stores and into appointments and into face-to-face meetings. And then a handful, about a dozen, I think, of my consultants are actually going to then also hold live in-person events. So we will be here in Kansas City broadcasting to the web, but then we will also have Orange County, California, Boston, Calgary, Canada, and even Bahrain in the Middle East will be actually hosting events where small business owners will gather. They'll watch the live webcast and then do some things on their own as well. And as you mentioned, Think Bigger is a sponsor in helping get the word out about that. So thanks for that.
Yes, absolutely. No, I'm glad we're working together again. So when you were saying that it's virtual, it's in person, and people are thinking, trying to reconcile that, that you really will have, I believe it's, what is it, 9 locations around the world where people can gather for the live event. And then if you are not in one of those locations or you just can't get away from the office, we'll be able to see it through a webcast. Give us the details for how join you.
Sure, you bet. So we're using a tool called Livestream, and it is just a video streaming tool so that people have probably gone online and watched a royal wedding or something that was live cast, using one of those tools. And so we're using the same technology, and people can sign up for it. It's just, and I have to give this long URL, so be patient, ducttapemarketingconsultant.com and then /smallbusinessweek. And that that page, so it's ducttapemarketingconsultant.com/smallbusinessweek, all lowercase, it's all mashed together. And that's that page will actually give you not only how you sign up for our live event, if, as you said, you want to watch it in your office or your living room, but it also give you the locations of all the local events. So if you happen to be in one of the cities where those are going on, you might want to check that out too. Great networking opportunity. Certainly you get the same content, but they'll also do some additional workshop kind of things after I'm done speaking.
Okay. This is free. Is that correct?
Absolutely free. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Now, a couple of the local venues are actually charging, I think, a nominal fee on a case-by-case basis because they're doing a half day or they're serving lunch or something. But that's kind of a case-by-case basis. But certainly in terms of tuning into our presentation, there is no cost other than the bandwidth, I guess, that you're going to use consuming it.
Sure. But what are the takeaways going to be? What are some of the different things that are in store for the people who do make that investment of an hour to tune in? What are they going to take away from it?
Well, a lot of small business owners, particularly local business owners, they've certainly come to the point where they know they need to be online and they need to be participating, but there's still a little bit of that, well, I don't sell a product. I mean, people have to come to my store to buy it, or they have to come to my restaurant, or they have to come to my gym, or they have to, call us up so we can come out and service their air conditioner. So a lot of times they think in terms of that's just a place for people to find me. And what I'm going to suggest is that, the research now is just unbelievable. Somewhere in the neighborhood of we're approaching 90% of local shoppers research online before they go out and buy online or before they pick up the phone and call somebody. And so what I'm going to spend most of the time talking about, and in fact it's going to be five very specific ways that you as a local business owner, no matter what you sell, need to be using your web presence and the fact that people are using their phones and every other kind of device to find things shopping locally. I'm going to show you some ways that you need to use that to really drive people into your sales process, even if that sales process is a store or an appointment or a meeting of some sort. So things like putting online calls to action. So I'll give you one example. A really simple thing to do is when somebody comes to your website, I'll use an example, say a gym or a spa. Somebody comes to your website, instead of just saying call us and we'll set up an appointment to come talk about how you might join, have something on there that says, hey, get one free session, download the coupon right now. And so those types of things are, and I'll talk about all the tools that make this really easy to do, but that's one of the types of things where you can be using, your website to actually share information, or actually get people to act on their local intent.
Right. And, that was an amazing statistic, the 90% go online to do the research, because not too long ago, people were doing the same thing with the yellow pages before they would get in their car and go by. But, who uses that anymore? Everybody, seriously, if you don't have a website and if you're not using it in the ways that, the example you just gave and more of them that you're going to provide during this webcast, then you are losing out on the market. People didn't used to ever think of not being in the yellow pages, and you have to think the same way when it comes to your presence with your website, with the mobile tools that are out there now, just the entire online space. So great.
Yeah, and I think that's, well, I was just going to say, and I think that's still a part that some people struggle with, is that even somebody who intends to buy from you locally, they want interaction, personal human interaction, right? You know, even on your website. So another great example I'm going to show you is, you know, almost every business now, particularly those that have the staff to man it, can make a case for having some sort of click to call or click to chat, you know, type of functionality built into their website, because that engages somebody immediately and they can start talking to you about, do you have this product, or do you have this, or when are you open, or when can I make an appointment? And all of a sudden now, you know, even though they're going to get in their car and physically drive to you, you've already started a conversation with them.
Absolutely. Now, in addition to the May 23rd webcast event, you have two workshops that are coming up, two sessions that are coming up in Kansas City in June. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I have not done, you know, we happen to be based in Kansas City, but
right.
but I, you know, as the world allows us to now, to, you know, market my products and services globally. And so I really am very interested in doing more in the local economy and creating, I think there are a lot of these, I put them on, there are lots of things that you can download, there's lots of webcasts that you can attend and get great information. But I think there's a little bit of a lack in this kind of, hey, we're going to lock ourselves in a room, small group, hands-on, we're going to roll up our sleeves, and we're actually going to come out of there with some work done. And I think a lot of small business owners really need that environment. They need to kind of, okay, I'm going to unplug for an entire day, and I'm going to go work on my business. And so I've created two workshops that certainly can work on their own, and they're designed to do that, but they also can work very nicely hand-in-hand. What we find is that in a lot of cases, for marketing to be effective, you have to have a solid strategy with solid tactics.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have great ideas with great execution.
Right.
So what we're doing is we've put together workshop number one is really what I call the owner's mindset. It's a half day where we are going to work on a very solid methodology that we've developed to help you create the marketing strategy that's perfect for your unique business. And because my belief is if we nail that part for your business, we can almost surround it with any tactics that support it, logical, mm-hmm. practical, you know, proven tactics that support it, as long as we're supporting the right strategy. Now, what we've also found is there are a lot of small business owners that they grow their business to a certain point and they decide, gosh, it's time to hire that marketing person.
Yes.
And then they hire that marketing person and then they go, now what?
Right.
And so what we are going to do with our second workshop is we're going to make that like a marketing training. So it's the entire duct tape marketing system approach. And we're going to either the owner of the business is going to come and we're going to work on showing them how to take that strategy we worked on in session one and now create an entire tactical marketing action plan. Or we're going to ask you to send your marketing person that maybe you or staff, not just singular person, and let us show them. Let us teach them a methodology so that they can come back to your business now and say, okay, you know what, here's the track we're going to run on. I can almost manage myself now. I know what to do. We're going to install the duct tape marketing system. And I believe that we can not only make businesses more effective, we can certainly help them use the staff that they've already hired in much more effective ways. So that's the two sessions. That's an all-day session. The first one is a half-day session on June 5th. We're going to hold it at the Plaza Library here in Kansas City, Missouri. And then the second session is June 12th, again, at the Plaza Library. And you can sign up for both, or you can sign up for one or either. It really, I think, at least we've tried to design it so that it's very flexible in that manner.
How do you register?
How do you register? Yeah. It's just ducttapemarketing.com. And again, I should have made a prettier radio URL, but I'm sure you deal with this all the time. ducttapemarketing.com/landing/strategy/tactics.
Okay, ducttapemarketing.com/landing/marketing/tactics.
Strategy and tactics is the last
strategy
part.
And tactics. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, but you've got a pretty intuitive site. And by the way, if you haven't just been out to straightupducttapemarketing.com, you need to go out there. He has so many tools and downloadable white papers and tips. And I just discovered you've got a handbook out there for seven tools for productivity that you found, which I just downloaded, by the way. I use most of those, but you gave me even more tips about how to use those. So he just has a wealth of information out there. And my point is that not only can you take advantage of some of the things he's not talking about today, but it's pretty intuitive. You can click through and probably find, if you don't manage to get the full URL down, you could find this through his homepage. So go out there.
Yeah, and we also have a free newsletter. So if the first thing that we're going to offer you is that free newsletter, and if you sign up for that, then we're going to make sure that you know about everything that we're doing as well.
Right. I mentioned this site, and one of the things that we really didn't talk much about was what are some of the things that John, you were one of the first bloggers that I ever knew, and you had clients here in home remodelers who were blogging back before most people even knew what blogging was, and in industries like that, that you would still, maybe some people today would scratch their heads and say, really? Home remodeling? Bloggers? and so you were really ahead of the curve on that. You have built your business over the years phenomenally. You keynote for a variety of large conferences and have a whole list of companies that you consult with. In all of this work, what do you find that small businesses still do that get them turned around when they're trying to market? What are some of the biggest mistakes that they make that turn out to be unfruitful?
The one that I think probably haunts them the most is still that desire to be all things to all people. And actually, it's not the desire to be all things to all people. It's the fear that if I'm not, you know, I might miss a sale.
Sure.
And I think that's the part that probably hurts small businesses the most, because what it does is it does not allow them to focus in on a very unique, ideal target customer and a way to say how they're different from everybody else that does or says they do what they do. And it's that combination, I think, that holds small business owners back more than anything else. And it stems from a fear to say that if here's who I serve, then some people are going to not want to buy from us. And I think that's absolutely the point. You need to figure out who is your ideal client and make your, build your business around communicating with them, finding them, and serving them, because you do that and you'll never have to compete on price again.
Yes, and that's where a lot of businesses, especially in this type of economy that we're emerging from right now, first thing they do is start trying to negotiate on the price, and then it's an uphill climb after that.
So absolutely.
Why do you think that with all of the tools that are now available, I mentioned that at the beginning, there's so many more things out there that can help small businesses with their marketing, and you talk about a lot of them in your blog and in your Twitter posts and so forth, but why is it seem even more difficult and overwhelming for small businesses these days?
Well, I think a lot of it stems from the fact that so many of the tools are coming from technology and the internet, and so for some people right off the bat, that feels a little hard to wrap their head around. I tell you what, I tell people time and time again, and I think if people would just remember this, I think that a lot of the anxiety they have about the idea of the week that comes at them would go away. Because I think you can analyze any new tool or any new idea or any new approach that somebody throws at you. It's just ask yourself this question. Will this tool or idea or approach allow me to serve my existing customers better than I am today? And if you can answer yes to that, then you should jump in with both feet. If you can't at all, answer, you know, years for the last few years, people still were saying, why, you know, do I need to be on Twitter? And again, that question is applies. If you can look at Twitter and find a way to make it useful to your existing clients, then you're probably going to find ways to make it useful to your business. And I think that if you just use that filter to really look at a lot of the things, you know, what's the latest one? Pinterest, another great example that's all the rage. All the marketing people want to talk about how incredible it is. Well, my opinion is that's a tool that few traditional local businesses would necessarily find, you know, high up on the priority list of being able to serve their customers better using that tool. So even though if you've got everything figured out, if you're blogging, if you're on Facebook, if you're connecting with your customers through through chat and you've got all the SEO figured out, I mean, then maybe go explore some of those new things. But until you have some of those foundational things built, these new things that come up are nothing but a distraction or an excuse not to write that blog post, which is what you should be doing.
Sure. You bring up a couple of interesting points, and one is that sometimes the technology can appear to be scary, but if somebody who is not very tech-oriented myself, but who embraces as much as I can a lot of these new social media tools, it is amazing how far they have come, how easily they integrate into existing things like your website that you have up. It's not quite to this point, but it's almost to the point with some of these where you turn on your television and you don't care how the picture gets on your screen, but it's there. And
yeah,
some of these are almost that easy now. And in the last year even, there's been a lot of improvements like that.
No, I would agree completely. You mentioned I've been blogging actually since 2003, and the first blog install that I did, you know, was like a day and a half project to, you know,
sure,
figure it out, because not only was it not intuitive, there wasn't anybody around that could tell you how to do it. So now you literally get hosting and you push a button and you've got a WordPress mm-hmm. blog install.
Right. Speaking of the flavor of the week or the flavor of the month, I'm actually going to take you back there, because you do, to a certain extent, have a flavor of the week, but it's great. One of the things John does is he posts at the end of the week, great stuff I found this week. And if you're not
right,
following John on Twitter or haven't liked him on Facebook get his blog for your RSS feed, the many ways that he provides for you to access information he puts out there, you need to be at least looking at that. I find something almost every week. I can't always implement them all, but they at least get me thinking about different ways of approaching stuff. The one that you put out there this week, there were three different pieces that I found that were great. So Boomerang. Love Boomerang.
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah.
about it before. It's something, if you're using Google, if you're using Gmail, it's a little plug-in that you can, and again, it's just a couple buttons that you press, and it gives you notifications for people who haven't responded to your emails, a variety of things. So tell me about a couple of your favorites that you've found recently, John.
Well, Boomerang, you mentioned, is great because, again, if you're using Gmail and somebody sends you an email, I mean, how many of us think, oh, I've got to leave that in my inbox because I want to make sure they respond or something? And Boomerang does, it allows you to get rid of all that stuff, and then 3 days later that email comes back to you and says, hey, or it only comes back to you if Kelly didn't respond, right?
Right.
So that's a really cool sort of – I think the more stuff you can get out of your brain, the more effective you can actually
agree.
Be. And so if you're not worrying about whether or not Kelly responded because it's going to do it for you, that's great. There's another one I love called Reportive, and that's just R-A-P-P-O-R-T-I-V-E, and it is also a browser plugin for Gmail. And what it does is you know, anybody who sends you an email, down the right-hand sidebar, it will bring all their social information. And so you can see their last few tweets. You can see what they're doing on LinkedIn or Facebook. It's all public information that's tied to their email address. But it just kind of gives you that little bit of, you know, I had somebody send me an email the other day that I hadn't heard from for a long time, and I saw just in the right-hand sidebar they'd taken a new job. And it just kind of gave me a whole new sort of context to talk with them about because that information was at our fingertips. And, you know, think about all the times when a customer sends you something and they just talked about how they went to their daughter's college graduation last weekend. Well, all of a sudden you've got a tremendous bit of intelligence to, you know, to maybe strike up a conversation about. And I think that if we're not mining and tapping that information, shame on us, because it is the greatest way that your customers will tell you how they want to be sold and what they don't have in their life and what you can do for them in ways that they might not do in other settings.
Yes. Fantastic information as always, John. Before we close here, give us the URLs and the dates again for the programs that you have coming up.
Sure. So the May 23rd Small Business Week event, again, is at Duct Tape Marketing Consultant. .com/Small Business Week. And then the June 6th and June 12th in person, you know, live Kansas City workshops at the Plaza Library can be found at ducttapemarketing.com/landing/strategy and tactics. But you could type in Kansas City Marketing Workshop and you'll find it too.
excellent. We're looking forward to being on those calls with you or on those webcasts, and we hope all of you go out there and sign up as well. Great stuff. As you know, we've known each other a long time, and I can really attest that he's a master at this, so don't miss the opportunity. Thanks so much today, John.
Thanks, Kelly.